This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Always we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify none is worthy of worship but Allah, and that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I always remind myself and you of taqwallah azza wa jal, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you and I with greater love for him, fear of him, and hope in his mercy. Allahumma ameen. Monsters are real. You might be surprised by me saying something like that. There are those who are emotional vampires. There are those who are transforming werewolves. And there are those who are like the walking dead. Each of them is mentioned to us in the Quran. And of course, you know, we're in a time where today the commercial, financial and economic systems are built on having different holidays and getting people to spend money. And the concepts that relate to Halloween are things that we as Muslims, we don't practice. But the monsters that are discussed in a lot of those kind of folklore have a real presence in terms of our behavior and attitude with each other. Let's speak about the walking dead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that there are people who are alive, but they don't have life. And I want you to know that a person can eat and drink and walk and speak and talk and read and write, but they are unliving if in their heart there is no light. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا. Give them the example of the walking dead, the one who's dead. فَأَحْيَيْنَا. And that person, I gave them life while they were in that state of death. And I put in their heart نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ, amongst mankind. I put in their heart that light, the light of knowledge of who I am and what I ask of them, the light of truth and the tradition of faithfulness in Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are those whose only form of life is eating, drinking, enjoyment. They get up in the morning and the only thing they think about, what's for breakfast, what do I need to do today, what's my job, what am I going to go in school. They finish their day at school, they come back, they go to sleep, they wake up, they do it again and again and again. And each and every day of their life ticks by and nothing foundational links them to the one who placed them here in the first place. There are those who live amongst other human beings, but they act as if they are animals. Anytime a human being reaches the karam, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ, I've honored mankind. Allah gave you and I something He didn't give to the other creatures that walk this earth. They have similar genetics to us. They have similar makeup to us. They have bodies and they have mind and they can feel and they have emotions. And animals have all those experiences. But they have one thing that you and I have that they don't have. which is that we are accountable to Allah. We hold ourselves that there is a greater purpose in life than just existing, than just being. That I have something more to do than just breathing in and out. And Allah describes this in the Quran. He said that there are people, يَأْكُلُونَ وَيَتَمَتَّعُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامُ وَالنَّارُ مَثْوًا لَهُمْ. There are those who eat and drink just like cattle, just like animals. But eventually that lifestyle will lead them to no other place than hellfire eternally. There are those, لَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. There are those who've been blessed with sight, but they don't see. وَأَذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. And ears, but they don't hear with them, even though they listen. وَقُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. And a conscious heart that should teach them right and wrong, give them a clarity of where to go, where not to, what to do, what not to. But they ignore it, so they have no insight. There's a difference between basar, sight, and basira, insight, to see and feel and know what others fail to see and know because their heart is dark without light of faith. There are those who are like vampires. They wish to suck the life out of you. They suck out any happiness you have. Subhanallah, sometimes they're friends, right? You have this moment of success. You did well on a test. You achieved something that maybe others didn't. Maybe your friend hasn't. And although from the outside they may not show it, they may not say, oh, I wish it was me instead of you. There is this very live and real poison and disease that can grow in human beings. And it's called al-hasad and hiqd. And the Prophet ﷺ said, al-hasad, that envy, eats away the good in your life the way fire consumes it. The Prophet ﷺ warned us about the evil eye, al-aynu haqq, that the eye has an energy and a power that when there's jealousy behind it, when there's covetousness, when there's rage at someone else's success that you failed in, at times there are people who when they look at you, they have this eye of greed. In other cultures, they call it the green eye of envy. In all cultures of the world, they have this concept that a person just watching you from a distance, hating the success that you had, wanting what you have and hoping that if they can't get it, at least you lose it. A'udhu billahi min dhalik. May Allah protect you and I from it. There are those who are werewolves. They walk and act normal. And then something happens. You might have said something, you might have done something. Something that maybe upsets them, and all of a sudden it's almost like a light switch flicks. And from a moment they were normal, just as they usually are, and then they become a ferocious beast. And you're surprised that this same person who I've known for days, weeks, months, maybe even years, I've known since we grew up, that that person could have the capacity to use that word to me. To say that word in describing my mother, or to curse or to swear, that that person could take from me what I never thought that they would. And the monsters that you read about in folklore, the monsters sadly that are celebrated, in fact they come in that mythology from real places that are just exaggerated. And Islam comes to give you and I the solution. It comes to say to you and I that we are the people from the inside out, not the outside in. It's from the inside that matters the most. Each and every one of you, over the last few weeks, we've been talking about salah in our high school classes. And each and every time that I met with you, there was one thing that I stressed, the first rule, the most important rule. The one thing that if you begin with, your salah becomes better, your life becomes better, your faith becomes better, your studies become better, your home life with your parents become better, you become a better friend, a better neighbor, a better citizen, a better Australian, a better high school student, you become better in everything with that first rule. And that first rule is, Allah is the master and I am the slave, Allah is the one who gives the law and I'm the one who follows. And one of the greatest pride you and I have as Muslims, especially you as young Muslims, my beautiful high school students, as you're growing up, that beautiful lesson that Allah is first. It's what you heard in the adhan, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. It's more important than any other thing that will come in your way in life, and it's greater than any other thing that will ever be in front of you in life. Because no one in this world has power except that it is given to them by Allah, and it is Allah who can take it and change it as He wills. And therefore, it becomes important for you and I to focus on what's inside us, that thought about who is Allah to me, and what does Allah want from me, and what am I prepared to give to Allah. Not for Him, because nothing I give will better Allah or increase Allah. But what can I give that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me in return? MashaAllah, with my year 11 students, we were looking through some of your artwork today. And over the next few days, as you come into my Islamic studies class, we're going to be categorizing which ones you think are the top prizes and so on. It's going to be you guys who choose the finalists without knowing who did what, who drew what. SubhanAllah, we were categorizing different things, mashallah, and there was this beautiful artwork. I'm not saying that it's better than the others or worse than the others, but what message it had in it, it was one of our students who remembered a hadith that I shared in the class. She drew this picture of waves crashing on a moon-filled night. And on the back, she recorded that hadith that the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah said, لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ, if the first of you to the last of you, of all human beings, from the beginning of time till the end, if all human beings, if all jinn ever created, if all these billions and billions were to stand عَلَى صَعِيدٍ وَاحِدٍ, to stand in one place at one time, and everybody asked me for what they wanted, Allah says individually, you ask and I ask and she asks and he asks, everybody asks for what they want in the same moment, and Allah gave it to everyone in the same time, مَا نَقَسَ مِن مُلْكِ شَيْئًا, it would deplete nothing from my kingdom, it's not even a drop from an ocean. That is Allah who you place inside as you stand behind me today in Salatul Jumu'ah. That is the thought I want you to have about Allah in your heart. That there is nothing you can ask of Allah that can't be provided. There's nothing that you need that it is not in His blessed and generous hands. And there is nothing that you seek from other than Allah that they can give you without His permission. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us from being these monsters, these vampires who suck the life out of others. That Allah protects us from being them or interacting with those who change from one moment in time to another. That they go from being friend to foe, being happy to anger and to viciousness. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us from ever being zombie-like and walking the earth just to eat and drink and empty and hollow on the inside. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. صلى الله عليه محمد وآله. أستغفر الله العظيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله حمد الشاكرين. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. So what's the solution? What's an easy solution? How do I find the way? What way can I move forward in life? what's the way, Brother Yahya, that if I just do this one thing, everything kind of comes in the right place? Well, the one thing is to model your behavior after the one who we are ordered by Allah to love, which is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the more you learn about the Messenger of Allah, the more you read what he said, the more you read about how he practiced, the more you read about the things he gave up, the things he fought for, the things he pushed away from, the more you read about his generosity, his character, his ethics, his truthfulness, the more you learn about him as a person, and then seek to practice as much of it as you can, especially when it's difficult, when it's inconvenient, and when it's hard, and when it's private, more so than when it's public, you find that Allah opens your heart to guidance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a very simple equation in the Quran, that those الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا, those who follow the guidance they already have. You and I, we know salah is 5 times a day. The one of us who begins to master it and make our 5 without missing one, zidnahum huda. Allah says, I give them more guidance, meaning I open their heart to wanting to do better things. If you're sitting with me right now and you're wondering, subhanallah, you know, Sheikh Yahya, he says all these great things, Sheikh Ahmed, everybody's telling me to do the right thing, I just never do it. The problem isn't that you don't want to do it. The problem is the things you already know, the simple things that are already there, the things that you're already being called to, you've ignored them. So why would Allah give you more of that which you have already rejected in its small amount and you want a larger amount? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the people who came before us. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. When they left the path, when they knew what they were supposed to follow, when they knew the guidance is this, this is what I should do, this is how I should live, this is how I should speak, this is how I should dress, these are the things that I should do. When they knew it, and then they said, I'm going to take a different road. زاغوا. They took a path other than it. أزاغ الله قلوبهم. Allah took their hearts away, that they no longer felt sad that they weren't doing what's right. And there's no greater tragedy then you don't feel sorrow when you've missed salah. There's no worse crime than for you to be given everything that you have in the 5 minutes Allah has ordained and ordered upon you, that you don't fulfill it, and worse is that in your heart you feel no shame. Because if that becomes life, then you're the walking dead, and you are nothing more than those who live upon this earth just to eat and to drink and show little gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah open our hearts to His light. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to remain firm upon the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bless your home with the love of the reading of the Quran and the prayers in the night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow from those who are seated here, those who will be imams for our community and other communities in the future. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you and provide you and assist you. May Allah protect our staff and our students, our parents and our teachers. May Allah protect our school and our principal and administrators and board from that which is sinful, and lead us all to that which is pleasing to Him. Allahumma ameen. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads us to a path of righteousness and guidance, and takes us away from modeling our behavior after those who have strayed and turned to sin. Ameen. Allahumma izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Wa'khdil a'da'aka a'da' al-Din. Allahumma ahdina wa'hdihim ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Hatha wa sallu ala al-Habibi Muhammad. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. وأقم الصلاة.